This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, a podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and maximize their potential for life. This past weekend, while at home, we watched the 2017 movie All the Money in the World. It's based on John Pearson's 1995 book, Painfully Rich, The Outrageous Fortunes and Misfortunes of the Heirs of J. Paul Getty. It's a sad but mostly true portrayal of a very rich man, the oil tycoon J. Paul Getty. He was purported to be, not only at that time, the richest man in the world, but the richest man in the history of the world. Here's the plot of the movie. In 1973, 16-year-old John Paul Getty III, Paul, grandson of J. Paul Getty, who was the world's richest private citizen, was kidnapped in Rome by an organized crime ring. The kidnappers demanded a ransom of $17 million. Flashbacks in the movie show that Paul's parents, Gail Harris and John Paul Getty Jr., were divorced in 1971 due to Getty Jr.'s drug addiction, and that Gail rejected any alimony in exchange for full custody of her children in the divorce settlement. Therefore, she didn't have the means to pay the ransom, so she travels to Getty's estate to beg him to pay the ransom, but he refuses, stating that it would encourage other kidnappings of his family members. Getty lived an isolated life in his English manor house and had grown paranoid about his safety. He hired a private security team to take care of him. Notoriously cheap, Getty also installed a coin-operated payphone at his mansion for guests to use. His grandson's kidnapping coincided with the oil crisis of 1973, when the price of oil skyrocketed to the point where Getty's profits every day would have been more than enough to pay the ransom. Yet this wealthy man, the wealthier he became more and more dependent on money. He was like an addict. He was worth approximately $2 billion at the time of the kidnapping. Though Gail phoned him repeatedly, Getty, the billionaire, would not pick up the phone or return her calls. He did, however, speak to the press to explain why he wouldn't pay the ransom. "I have 14 grandchildren," he said, "and if I pay a penny of a ransom, I'll have 14 kidnapped grandchildren." At one point, J. Fletcher Chase, Getty's security man in the movie played by Mark Wahlberg, after failing one more time to get any ransom money from Getty, Chase asked the billionaire, "How much would it take to make you secure?" And Getty simply answered, "More." When I heard that, I thought of something John D. Rockefeller once said. Rockefeller was at one point the world's richest man, the first ever American billionaire. When a reporter asked him how much money is enough, he responded, "Just a little more." It reminds me of the addictive nature of money. There's nothing wrong with having money. Money is not in itself evil. The Bible says it's the love of money that is the root of evil. That's because the love of money leads to so many other sins. It leads people to take advantage of others, to harm and abuse others, to lie, steal, cheat, even murder other people. But the worst part of it is what the love of money does to the individual. It makes a person miserable. People think that having money will empower them to have less stress in life, which is to say, they believe money is the avenue to peace and happiness. And of course, that's the world's biggest lie. So what's at issue here? Our very soul. Jesus said, "What would it profit a man if he gained the whole world and lost his own soul?" Jesus said in his final discourse, "Peace I leave you." He was talking to his disciples in the other room, but he would include all of those of us who would follow afterwards. We're his followers today. Peace, that's Jesus' inheritance. That's what he leaves us. How do we receive it? By receiving Jesus Christ and the forgiveness he obtained for us on the cross. We can have peace with God through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And what follows that? the peace of God. Paul said in his letter to the Philippians, "Be anxious in nothing, but in all things, by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." J. Paul Getty, the billionaire's father, told him when he was a boy that he wouldn't amount to anything. And so Getty invested his life in proving his father wrong. Sadly, Getty didn't know God's wonderful plan whereby God had provided a way for him to be accepted, to be good enough, not only in this life, but in the next. It's through Jesus Christ, God's Son. So despite his billions, Getty died alone, a miserable man. Peter, in the Bible, preached, "I don't have any silver or gold for you," he said to a lame man, "but I'll give you what I have. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, get up and walk." We can offer people Jesus. And there's purpose in that. There's power in that name. In Jesus Christ, we can have something the world can never offer. We can have peace and life and hope and victory. And all of that we can have now and forever. Come back and join me next week right here. And in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be.
My name, so they say.